Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Casting Seeds. I'm Savannah, your host.
Jeremiah, your co-host.
And we missed you these past few episodes. Aww,
I missed you.
A few people mentioned that. They really loved Liz.
Yeah. Actually, I enjoyed listening to Liz.
Yeah? What were some of your favorite things that you liked?
I really enjoyed her sharing about Richard and how supportive and loving he was, and just like how he was thoughtful without like her even asking. Mm-hmm. And just how he showed up. And then I really enjoyed listening to the differences of having a birth, her experience having birth in a hospital and then at home.
Mm-hmm. Is there one that you leaned more towards after hearing her birth stories?
Her experience with Elena sounds more along the lines that we want.
Mm-hmm. Well, even just you personally, you know what I want, but her experience with Elena, is that something that you'd prefer more?
Yeah, definitely. I would want you to have that freedom. 100%.
What kind of freedom?
To stand up and hold your baby. You're like, I did this. Thank you, Lord.
I barely did it.
I know.
Honestly, birth is so much about like submitting and just allowing your body to do what God created. And I can't explain it because I did feel that obviously through miscarriages, because you can feel your body pushing, especially when you don't want to. And the more you hold back, it's almost more painful. So even submitting in a time where you don't want to submit, that was really, really hard. And realizing, oh my gosh, I just have to let go and like literally let God come in and supersede, you know?
Yeah.
So I can't wait to be able to share that experience with you to that degree, too. Pushing a whole human.
Can't wait to push.
I can a little bit. But because you guys are here to listen, obviously, to a continuation of the bearing and birthing series, I am so excited to tell you that today we're taking a break from that. Jeremiah had just kind of some wisdom from the Lord, because we have people who are obviously not in that season. Jeremiah and I are in the season of pregnancy, but to break it up a little bit, because the next few episodes are going to be all about the three trimesters. And we wanted to give some valuable information to whether or not people were pregnant or at any stage of life, if they're going through things, and that's called body mapping. So I have many different ways to body map, and what body mapping is, which Jeremiah knows on a physical level. I body map people all the time at my office and in my practice. I will physically body map them and say like, hey, I can see you're in misalignment here and your shoulder slumping here. And then I teach them how to realign through that. But this is how to do it and check in, I guess internally, more through organs. So I'll look at people's eyes, the pimples that they have on their back, face, and body, their mouth, ears, throat, nose, all those things. And Jeremiah has never, he's never gone through this before. He knows that I do it to him, and then I'll tell him that he's deficient in different things and that he needs to go take stuff. But he's never actually gone through it with me like this. And we're going to be breaking it down, and we're only going to get through a certain amount in this episode, because I'm not going to just tell you like, hey, this affects your shoulder or this affects your gut or whatever. I'm going to also give you answers on how to fix those things. So it's going to be a little bit more in depth. So this is definitely a get out a pen and paper episode, or you know what, even better, to save the episode so that you can go back and re-listen to it and fast forward to different parts. And you can listen to it with your husband or with your wife, and you guys can both start to learn how to body map each other, and even then check in with your kids, and you can see what's wrong before you go to the doctor or before you head to the hospital or before you see that holistic nutritionist or whatever, right?
Yeah. What can you learn from body mapping?
Everything.
Okay. So can you learn where your body's performing and not performing?
Yeah. So that's kind of the whole point of body mapping. And I think it's most famously known for being this practice, I guess, through Chinese medicine. And people tend to think of body mapping through more of like shiatsu and through reflexology. So when you hear reflexology, everyone kind of pictures their like hands and feet being mapped out, how someone can map out all of their organs through their hands and feet.
I don't think anybody really thinks that.
Well,
I've never heard of this term.
I was trained in reflexology, which is a Chinese practice.
It sounds like a reflex.
Yeah. Well, because they're saying if you push different spots in your hand and that part spot is sore, that means that that organ is not doing well.
Okay.
So same thing with your feet. So that's a type of body mapping. And what I'm saying is you can also look at it through your eyes and your face and your tongue. And so a lot of people think it's woo-hoo-y weirdness or even pimples where they are on your body. And that will tell you like, hey, you actually have stuff going on. Like for instance, when, if you get acne on the back, right side of your neck, like if that it's sore when you touched on the right side of your neck, like deeply sore, and then you get acne there, that's normally a sign of someone with gallbladder issues because that nerve gets inflamed. It wraps next to the gallbladder. And when the gallbladder is angry, just like I got that gallstone a few weeks ago. And remember, Jeremiah, I had acne all along that nerve. And then now it's going away. So it's just one of those things where it's like God created our bodies purposefully and to be able to communicate with us. But it's our job to understand that language. And I mean, I can hear someone speak Chinese to me all day or even Hungarian, right? Your family has a Hungarian background. And I have no idea what they're saying. I can sometimes guess, but I have no idea. But it would be much more fun to understand and be a part of that conversation, right? So our bodies are the same way, where a lot of people will have pains or aches or acne or breath issues, whatever it is. They'll see something or feel something that's uncomfortable and have no idea what it means, and then be solely dependent on other people or outside sources to tell them what's going on with them, instead of knowing and checking in with their own body. So that's kind of the point of this episode and further episodes when we break down and do more body mapping episodes as our fillers, I guess I should say, to kind of break up the long stints of our series. But body mapping is a way for you guys to check in and understand your own bodies, to feel confident. And also, you know, you may be like, yeah, I got my liver checked and I've had acne in the same spot over and over again. And then you can confirm it so that you can feel like you're not crazy.
Yeah. Grab your spouse and try this, or just grab a mirror.
Yeah. Jeremiah and I might look at each other and then you guys can hear us be embarrassed.
Yeah. Be vulnerable. Open to you guys. Ugh.
Gross. But I thought we would start with pimples today because that tends to be something that people of all ages have been dealing with, which is not normal. And a lot of people don't know why or how pimples are formed or what goes on with their bodies, but it just kind of helps, again, like I said before, bring back that confidence and control of like, oh, I actually have control over this, including cystic acne.
And then actually be able to listen to your body and help yourself.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, like herpes 1 and 2 and also chickenpox and shingles, those, they live in your spinal, cord. They live in your spinal column. So like for me, whenever I get shingles when I'm really stressed and it happens to break out in my lower back and my glute consistently, which is a type of cystic acne, but it's actually my body going into hives. So you, and a lot, and they're itchy too sometimes, but you can't treat that the same way as you would regular acne, right? It's just understanding different levels of your health and why what is happening is happening. And I know those are stress triggers. So let's get into pimples before I get on any more tangents because I'm excited.
Yeah.
Pimples are a point of congestion or imbalance in your body because it's your body expelling things, right? Pushing it through the skin. Depending on where they are and where they're situated on your body, you can tell which organ is affected. So that's what we're going to do here today. Are you ready?
I'm not telling anyone where I have pimples.
I was going to say, strip down. Let's take a look.
How's it go?
Forehead. Where do you think, when you think of forehead?
Forehead.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that'd be your stomach.
You're really close. It's your intestines.
Okay.
So if you have breakouts across your forehead, your large and small intestine are most likely being affected, which I actually have scarring on my forehead. Do you see?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have like a divot.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have really, really bad small intestine issues. So again, it's just for me, a confirmation that it works. But here's the solution, you guys. We're not just going to tell you what's wrong. Jeremiah and I are going to give you solutions. Isn't that fun?
So what's the solution here?
Well, you have to clean yourself out with 1 tablespoon of psyllium husk daily in water. I would suggest maybe doing half of a tablespoon in the beginning, like in the morning with some lemon, and then doing another half a tablespoon in the evening before bed. So like flushing everything out. That's why there's that brand called Colon Broom that everyone's obsessed with. I don't like it personally. It's like a lot of sugars and substitutes mixed with psyllium husk powder. Just go buy psyllium husk, which is, by the way, it starts with a P. P-S-Y-L-L-I-U-M.
Good to know.
Silent P. You can also give yourself regular enemas or even get a few colonics. I had a friend text me. I'm not even joking. Jeremiah, you know who she is, but I can't say who it is right now. When I tell you later, love, you're going to die laughing. You're going to be like, she would. She texted me that she started doing the coffee enemas, and they're like life-changing, I guess.
That's so... Okay, never
mind. It does. Well, I was like, you need to give me the deets. Like, was it disgusting? Did you do it yourself? Like, where do you dump it? Like,
I don't want to know who this is.
Yes, you do. Because you're going to die laughing.
I don't even know.
She's one of my crunchies. One of my crunchy gals. She's one of my bridesmaids. That narrow
we'll,
it down.
We'll leave it at that. Love you all.
But listen, they really do work for a lot of people. I'm really sensitive to caffeine, so I'm kind of freaked out about putting caffeine in a very absorbent area. But anyway, apparently they work really well. Let's move on. Cheeks. When you blow up your cheeks, what are your cheeks? What do you think of when you get acne on your cheeks? Wow. I'm gonna do a thing, and then you tell me if you can think of where it would be. Ready? Look at me.
I feel like it would be maybe something in your lungs.
Yes. I blew up my cheeks.
Okay.
Yeah. And also like breast area, lungs and breast area.
Okay.
So solutions, mullein tea or astragalus, any type of supplement like that, that helps support the lungs. If you have wet congestion in your lungs, because though mullein and astragalus are a little bit like bringing moisture, if you are coughing a lot and like getting phlegm out, use OSHA root instead. And that will also help. But you need to take these supplements at least 3 times a day. And I would do them tincture form and do a whole dropper full of the tincture. If you guys are confused about what tinctures are and this type of info, please go listen to my Holistic 101 episode of Casting Seeds, because we don't have time to talk about that today. Also, you can take oil of evening primrose supplements, but that would be 1,000 milligrams daily. You can also take echinacea liquid tincture, about 20 drops twice a day. Avoid cow's milk and products, any saturated fats and red meats for a little while, just to help reset your system. Again, if someone is more on that carnivore type of diet, your body also just may be going through kind of a fluctuation. But if it doesn't go away after a month, I would say maybe cut back. The carnivore diet may not be something that's making you feel better. And I would eat a little bit more leafy greens and cut out, of course, any saturated fats and sugars, but stay away from dark red meats for a little bit and fats. Okay. Next one is going to be the nose.
Nose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I feel like I don't know how the correlation of this one is. When I think of like, when you look up at the bottom of the nose, what shape is this?
I want to say more of like your lower abdomen area.
So if you were to look up like this, I'm doing this with Jeremiah, you guys, so you can kind of remember this. When you look up at someone, like when you put your nose in the air, it's an upside down heart.
Oh.
So your nose is
connected. I would have never saw that.
But do you see? I'm going to do it. See?
Yeah.
What I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So the nose is connected to the heart area. And for that, you want to take Hawthorne supplements, about 500 milligrams twice daily, plus 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10. We take that. The CoQ10?
Yeah, CoQ10. I know it as that.
So you do 100 milligrams of that and then 500 milligrams of Hawthorne supplements twice daily. Also eat barley grass, 1 teaspoon a day. And then drink 2 cups of Hawthorne tea daily. Mm. Hawthorne is like really, really good. I would say also rose tea helps support the pericardium. And I want to throw in drinking, or if you were to do a tincture, I would do 2 droppers a day of that tincture. 2 droppers, either 1 dropper in the morning and 1 dropper full at night, or 2 dropperfuls in the morning. Okay, now let's do the jaw. So right around here.
That has to be your stomach.
Your jaw?
Yeah. Your mouth?
Nope.
No? Colon? What is it?
I'm trying to think of something that would help somebody remember, because it's, to me, kind of random. It's kidneys.
Doesn't make sense.
Is there anything?
Like, colon made sense because what goes in must come out.
Yeah, I don't know. Jaw. I don't. Sorry, guys. That's just something you're going to have to remember. But for jaw, which I get a lot, I get a lot of jaw. Well, if anything, I actually get more of like.
You're more neck.
I'm more neck, which is more hormones. Well, eating a lot of quinoa helps with your kidneys. Drinking dandelion teas, which you guys, Jeremiah knew that fun fact. I'm the one who corrected him. I was like, oh, it's better for your liver. And Jeremiah literally went into my notes and he was like, look.
It's for. I listened.
Yeah, he did. And he recorrected me. And then also taking magnesium glycinate supplement, 800 milligrams of magnesium glycinate at night, specifically magnesium glycinate, you guys, not anything else, 800 milligrams. And by day, you need to take a B complex, and that would be 100 milligrams daily. So people who struggle with this normally also have thyroid probably deficiencies, Hashimoto's people, I'm trying to think. All those people. I have Hashimoto's, so it was the first thing that came up in my brain. People who struggle with celiac disease, PCOS, basically all the things I've struggled with in my life. Okay, and then the next one, shoulders.
I used to break out on shoulders.
You still do a little bit, actually.
Not as close to what it was in high school when I was bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Like my terribles were my back, my chest, and my shoulders.
Oh, that's all coming up.
I know.
Are you ready? So shoulder is actually your digestive area.
Makes sense.
And I want you guys, in order to remember this, you know, have you ever seen servers put like a serving platter of food on their shoulder when they walk around a restaurant? That's how you can remember. So for this, you need to take digestive enzyme supplements with all of your meals. You take 2 before big meals, 3 if you're really going to stuff your face, which I really hope you never do that. And then 1 before smaller meals. And when I mean all your meals, I mean every single time you are going to eat, you put it in your mouth. You take a digestive. And then you drink 1 tablespoon of aloe vera juice before meals as well.
Interesting.
Because it adds that mucilage and good mucus that will help support your digestive tract and also take food properly into your small and large intestine. Mm. So the next are... The next is chest, which is, anyway, next is Jeremiah had to go run, you guys, and save. We're making our dog's food right now, and we cooked it like 30 minutes past what it needed to be cooked. So Jeremiah had to go run in the kitchen because I could smell burning. Anyway, we're back. The next one is chest. Do you want to know what that affects?
Let's see. Let me just think a little bit. I feel like that might actually be my liver.
Close.
Gallbladder.
So the next two affect your lung and heart area, which is your chest and your upper back.
Oh, interesting. So there's multiples?
Yeah. So like cheeks means lungs.
Okay.
And breast area. And then chest is lungs and heart area. I guess I should have read those all together, but I have them all separate, so whatever. And then upper back is lung area. So specifically when you look at, and normally when you have chest acne, you also have back knee in the upper.
Back knee?
Yeah, back knee. chest knee, back knee, face knee. Just kidding. So for the chest specifically, again, it's drinking those mullein teas, but also ginkgo. Ginkgo is really great for chest. And then again, the CoQ10 supplements, 100 milligrams daily. And also specifically for chest, sprinkle some lectin granules in your salad and on cereals.
You know, actually, now that I think about it, I didn't have asthma, mm-hmm. but I had issues breathing when I was younger.
Oh,
and yeah. It does make sense because of that whole thing, like when I was younger and I got poisoned with that gas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it does make sense. And now I don't feel that anymore. And I don't have the acne anymore.
And then you had acne after that happened when your body was trying to release it, like years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people go through poisonous gas periods, so like even when men came out of Vietnam and they had mustard gas and stuff, they thought that the blisters were from the mustard gas itself, but it was from inhaling the mustard gas and then it coming out of their skin. But if you were to touch mustard, I mean, no, it's not great for you to touch, but it doesn't cause blisters on contact. And it was their body processing the mustard gas. So that would be the same thing. Jeremiah was affected by, was it rat poison or no?
Yeah, it was a rat bomb.
Yeah. And Jeremiah was young and he was in the house. It was a very sad thing that happened. But for upper back, specifically astragalus, 500 milligrams twice a day. Take granulum supplements, 200 milligrams daily. Also include more of these herbs in your food. It will help a lot if you eat basil, cayenne, fennel, garlic. Fennel
cake?
Not funnel cake.
Oh.
Fennel. Mm-hmm. You wish. Garlic, that probably cause more.
Tomato.
Garlic, ginger, mullein, nettles, and peppermint. Cool. Also drink celery juice and mullein teas.
Can't do that for me.
Yeah, you're allergic. It's okay.
You guys are probably not allergic to celery, but.
Or pineapple. Also eat simple and eat more small meals, avoiding dairy products and sugars. Mm. So instead of eating like three big meals a day, eat maybe like four or five smaller meals just for a few weeks to kind of reset your system. All of these things are about resetting your system, doing them for a few weeks and seeing how you feel, or maybe even for a month just to kind of reset.
Yeah, interesting. So I was doing about 4 to 6 meals a day.
Also, one of the number one things for all of these long ones that I forgot to mention is cutting out peanuts.
Yeah, get those out.
Yeah. Oh, and wheat. Peanuts and wheat. Because they have higher amounts of mold in them from the silos.
Yeah.
Same thing with sugar, right? So anything that's stored in silos will make your lungs not happy because of the mold and aromatics in the mold. And then you ingest the mold and then it comes out through your lungs and into your bloodstream and then comes out through acne and in other things too. But that's for another time. Okay, the last one that we're going to talk about with pimples is around the mouth. So out of everything we've talked about in organ-wise in the body, has there something specific
what
that we haven't talked about in organs that you can think about? What do you think mouth would be in and around the mouth? So this is that's like
a great question.
Mouth down to the chin area.
Hmm. I don't know.
So to help you guys remember what that acne would be, think of the mouth as of all of the body parts on your face, more of a sexual organ, right? Like I kiss my husband, I make out with him, all that fun stuff. And so now think of your reproductive health. When you have acne around your mouth, you have acne because your reproductive organs are not doing so hot.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the herb Angus cactus can actually help correct hormonal imbalances that manifest as pimples around the mouth. And you would take this supplement twice a day. Mm-hmm. If it's in tincture form, I would take 2 whole tinctures in the morning, 2 whole tinctures at night. But normally they come in capsule form. And just depending on the milligrams, I would suggest probably 500 milligrams at the least, but I would start with 1,000 milligrams. So 500 in the morning and 500 at night. Women tend to get this more than men. Men tend to get it, I guess I want to say like preteen, like teenage, like when their testes are first dropping. that's when boys tend to get this type of acne around their jaw and mouth. Women tend to get it their whole life. And it's not necessarily big, but me, I tend to get that acne more around my chin and my neck. So, and that's the other thing. If you get acne around anywhere in your neck area, that is 100% hormonal. And also normally a sign of thyroid deficiency as well. If anything, to me, it's more thyroid, but thyroid over time affects your reproductive organs.
Mm-hmm.
So think of that as like a straight line from your mouth, chin, neck, all the way down, right? So those are all connected.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And aloe vera is also really good to help with that in smaller doses.
Good for everything.
Yeah. Jeremiah hates drinking aloe, so.
Oh, it's terrible. Blend it up as much as you can. It's the only thing I got to say.
So the next thing I wanted to mention, just because Jeremiah and I wanted this to be a shorter episode for you guys so that we can kind of blend it in with the next three episodes, which is going to be about first, second, and third trimesters, is excessive yawning and sighing like this. You know, having
me to all gasp, day.
Yeah, having to gasp for air. It's not always a sign that you're bored. I just want to say that because Jeremiah thinks he gets bored easily. But you're probably running on empty and either from like a hypoglycemia, like low blood sugar, or an adrenal issue as well. If you're looking at this and you're thinking like, well, I just want to test my blood sugar levels. If your blood sugar levels are constantly spiking up and then dropping, that also means that your adrenal, like to me, the adrenals and blood sugars go hand in hand, especially when it comes to your cortisol levels, because your cortisol is basically like your stress, the stress amount that you have in your body. If your cortisol levels are super high, then your blood sugar is constantly going to drop. So your body's going to crave sugars and simple carbohydrates to fill that void very quickly. I hope that makes sense what I'm saying. Because I know these words can be really big and sound intimidating. But when you have high cortisol, then you have low blood sugar. When you have high cortisol, you have high adrenals, which then make you very, very, very exhausted, tired, all the time. So these are things that you can do to help raise your blood sugars in a natural, healthy way. Okay. And then of course, I'm going to suggest taking adrenal supplements, and I'm not going to give an amount because you should check in with a holistic nutritionist for the amount that you would need, because not all adrenals are the same. But taking a teaspoon of spirulina twice a day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon, that actually helps kind of level everything. There are a few really good Christian companies that are doing seaweed as well. Jeremiah and I sneak seaweed into his food all the time. He has no idea.
Seaweed or sea moss?
Sea moss and seaweed.
Okay. I know you do the sea moss.
Both. So, but those are both really
good. We don't have seaweed anywhere in our house.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We have that seaweed that makes for our rice.
Oh, that's what you mean.
That's about it. That's seaweed.
Okay, well, our sea moss also has seaweed in it.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. I ordered seaweed and sea moss.
I blended that with you.
Yes, and it had seaweed in it.
Seaweed's green.
Not all seaweed are green, honey. Okay, anyway. Now that Jeremiah's having his like coming to life moment with seaweed, 15 drops of ginseng tincture in a tiny amount of water, like teeny tiny after meals, could also help regulate your blood sugar. That's another really good one. But my goal is, in general, I just want you guys to feel like you know which types of foods and things that you can take are going to help your body and sustain you in a way that's going to support you. I thought maybe we would be able to go through more, but I realized pimples kind of actually had more stuff in depth than we were going to talk about. But hopefully in the future, we're going to talk about like how to go over your eyes and your tongue, your fecal matter, your urine. I have so many things. What it means if you have different sore body parts and cracked feet, stomach, limbs, mouth, I mean, ears, hands, head.
So we're just going to do an episode on what your pimples tell you?
Yeah. I mean, it's already.
Yeah.
I'd say so. Right?
Yeah. All right.
Because I also just want to take time to thank you guys so much for sticking with us. I mean, we're over 10 episodes now.
Yeah.
And
yeah, definitely.
I mean, the fact that God has just been so clear that this is something that Jeremiah and I should be doing has been such a blessing. And we've even been blessed to get a mentor through this who offered himself through listening to our podcast. And we also have a new website coming out soon, which is going to be so exciting. And recipes coming out, how to take classes for holistic health and how to make medicine. We'll be having stuff like that come out for people to be able to purchase. There's just so many new things coming out because of this podcast. And it is such a blessing that we would be able to blend this into both of our careers and kind of start this with you guys. So everyone who's been listening, we just want to thank you. And we want to ask you to please leave reviews and let us know what you truly think. They don't have to be 5 stars if you don't think that we're a 5-star podcast. We want you guys to email us and let us know if you want to hear certain episodes or you have certain questions on holistic health or if it has to do with our bearing and birthing series. We want to hear from you guys, and we love that you guys have been voting each week through my Instagram and now through the Facebook page. And we're just, honestly, we're excited to get this started, and Jeremiah and I couldn't be more blessed.
And yeah, we're really excited to build this community with you guys and be able to just be thoughtful in the content that we're creating for you guys and just make sure that it's honoring the Lord. And it's been amazing so far.
Yeah. And we want to encourage to have or start having open conversations on the Casting Seeds Facebook page. And I may make a group, like a private group, where people can join and talk about different ways that their bodies have been healed through holistic medicines so that we can't get flagged by certain entities that we won't say.
Yeah. And then you guys could like send photos of like acne or tongues to Savannah and be like, what is this?
No, please don't do that. But we do want to just have an open conversation with you guys and be able to give more direct links for that. And because of all this, I created a Facebook. So you guys can also add me on Facebook if you want and just get to know Jeremiah and I and our lives more, because it's an extension of also sharing everything that we have on Instagram. So if you feel like you don't have Instagram or don't follow it, you can follow that info on Facebook.
And then also I just want to mention, if you guys want the book developed for your state on herbs, that's right. Shout out to Savannah, and we'll concentrate on those ones first.
Yeah, I'm making like kids coloring books and kind of herbal books for families of your state and your region. So those will all be able to be purchased online. And if you want to be able to get those, just let me know and then I can start working on your region and then you'll get a notification of when it's ready. But thank you so much, you guys, for listening today. And we can't wait to keep casting seeds with you. Because remember, whether or not you are casting pearls to someone else, they think it's a pearl, it's still genuine, deep, beautiful knowledge. And everything that you say or do should be a type of seed planting. So we are praying for you guys always and wholeheartedly. We love you and keep casting seeds. We hope you enjoyed learning how to cultivate God's creation from a biblical perspective. Holistic health is to prioritize whole person wellness through Christ. Like and comment on what topics we're casting seeds or casting pearls.
If you found this information provided useful, subscribe to our podcast for future updates, leave a review to help us improve, and share this episode. We would like to remind you before we leave that perfect health cannot be attained in this world.
Only spiritual salvation through sanctification and repentance to God and turning away from sin will give you a perfect body in the kingdom come. Nourish yourself in the Word, in prayer, and in biblical fellowship daily.
Thank you for joining us today, and a special thank you to our listeners for making this podcast possible.
Always praying.
Keep casting seeds.